This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNet Speed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that is Dennis Halnan. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. He's one of the engineers at Tab, and I'm lucky to have him with me because I don't know everything. So we're so happy he's joining
me.
Yes, well, you know plenty. Together we'll get it done.
Yeah.
So feel free to get online, guys. I know it's a nice rainy morning out there. So if you've ever had an issue, the 9 o'clock hour is a lot easier than the 10 o'clock hour. 800-966-WTIC and 522-WTIC are the numbers. And feel free to get online, 860-522-WTIC. And we'll do our best to help you out. And as usual and customary, we usually bring up some level of technology news that we think is important for you to understand or be aware of. And Dennis is going to start us off.
Well, stop me if you've heard this before. There's an e-commerce website that is leaking customer data.
Okay. Another one, huh?
Yes. This one, according to Brian Krebs.
Krebs on security.
The ultimate security blogger. He found that there was a problem with the Zales.com website.
Right.
It was inadvertently leaking customer data, specifically orders. If you put in an order number, you'll get a URL in your browser that's a long string of numbers and letters.
Right.
And you can selectively edit that.
Yeah, change the number.
And you can end up with somebody else's order.
Information.
Right. Well, yeah, the information about their order.
Right.
And that's, you know, dangerous. That's what the nature of the leak is.
Right.
But guess what? Zales is part of a larger conglomerate called Signet Jewelers. And back in 2018...
same thing.
Two other of their websites, Jared and K Jewelers, were doing the same thing.
Right. Isn't that interesting?
It's interesting that they went and fixed those two websites.
Same company.
Same company. I would hope that they're using the same e-commerce platform.
You'd think, yeah.
Maybe they aren't. Maybe that's part of the problem. But then again, you're wondering why. But at any rate, they fixed those two websites.
Right.
And they were on notice that this can happen.
And they didn't do the last one.
They didn't do the third. And they just left it that way. And now you got to fix it. And, you know, I mean, this is not even an IT problem.
No.
This is a management problem.
Right.
This is, you know, knowing what you have and being responsible for it.
Right.
And they're just not taking care of their customers.
And it's dangerous. The point you made about being dangerous is key in that It's dangerous because phishing schemes can be used against you, right? If the bad guys go and say, oh, you bought something from such and such.
Right.
And then they're going to go say, okay, here's your email address. Oh, I'm gonna now send an email to Dennis because he went and bought something on Zales or wherever it was. And that's going to look real.
And it'll be real to me because I did place an order there.
Exactly. So it's a spear phishing versus phishing.
Right. Right.
They can actually go directly at you and say, hey, sir, please check on this order. Something had to change. Maybe they're going to read the order and say, oh, it was a gold watch or whatever. And they're going to say, oh, sorry, we're all out of gold. It's going to be whatever other metal. Please click here to approve. You click here to approve and now you're ransomed. Right. This is the issue. That's why it's dangerous. I mean, knowing that you ordered a watch is not that big a deal. It's the bad guys who want to leverage that data against you.
Right.
That's why it's a big deal.
And then the porch pirates could use it to figure out who's getting jewelry delivered.
That's true, too.
And steal it.
See, we don't have criminal minds, so we haven't thought of all the ways the bad guys can do it. But there's all sorts of ways. So there's that story. And Krebs has another one that I found even more interesting than today. FBI raids Chinese point-of-sale giant PAX Technology. So this happened on October 26th. They raided the Florida offices of PAX Technology, a Chinese provider of point-of-sale devices used by millions of businesses and retailers globally. And what they're finding out is that they think that these systems have been involved in cyber attacks. Right. So headquartered in Shenzhen, China, 60 million point of sale terminals in use. And they're finding that these terminals are not sending normal packets that you would find in most transactions for just, you know, purchasing transactions. There's the packets that is coming in and out of these terminals seem to be different.
Huh.
FBI and MI5 are conducting an intensive investigation into PAX. And this really doesn't seem too difficult to guess this could occur, right? When you're buying technology from China, and it might be very cheap. Because why? Because the state is actually going to use it against us.
Uh-huh.
It really doesn't take a whole lot of, you know, thinking, you know, imagination, as it were. Remember, 9/11 was a whole problem. We didn't, our security folks didn't have enough imagination to think of airplanes being used as missiles. Well, it doesn't take a whole lot of imagination to think of cheap Chinese technology coming over being used against us in cyber attacks. There's not really, it's not a hard leap to guess that.
Right.
So basically they have, according to the article here, quote, my sources say that there is tech proof of the way the terminals were used in attack ops. So basically if you have 60 million devices, it's your own botnet. Right. You could use it as denial of service. You could use it for all sorts of things. And even the people who are using them don't even have any knowledge it's being used to do things against other folks. But we'll see what happens. But when you end up with the FBI and Department of Homeland Security and Naval Criminal Investigation Services getting involved, I'm not sure what's going on with the Department of Customs and Border Protection, but they're involved as well. All sorts of agencies involved in looking at this issue.
Customs is the agency that checks cargo that come in.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Probably, you know, they're using Border Patrol to trace the orders from wherever they're going and wherever they're being delivered to.
A lot of folks who have these devices are considering turning them off. So we'll put the link up here for you if you're running a PAX Technology point-of-sale device, you too could be being used in some sort of denial-of-service attack against your fellow Americans. But I'll put a link up there for you to take a look at it. What else do you want to bring up, Dennis?
Well, it seems that the Squid Game is very popular, as you know.
I haven't gotten into it yet, but I'm looking forward to a nice cold winter.
I watched the first episode. I'm probably going to watch the rest. I just haven't gotten to it.
Yeah.
But it's really popular. Everybody's loving it.
Sure.
So what do the bad guys do? They take advantage.
Yes.
Now, it looks, according to CNET, there's a researcher that's determined that there are a lot of phishing emails going out that are telling people things like, well, season 2 is ready to go.
On the way.
Click this link and you can get a quick preview of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you click the link and kaboom.
Right. You're back into some sort of ransomware or some sort of attack on your system.
Either that or maybe they've just loaded a botnet onto your computer and now that computer is going to be ransoming everybody else's stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, people, you've got to pay attention. Okay.
Well,
to be clear, season 2 has not been filmed yet.
Right.
You cannot watch it. Right. I don't care who emails you to tell you that you can.
Yep.
It's not there. It doesn't exist.
It's amazing.
So keep, be real. I mean, think about what you're looking at, because there's just no substitute for that.
Too many gullible folks out there. We're all capable of being tricked. I brought up my own recent incident. So it's not that you can't be. It's just that you email these days, really, you got to be careful about anything you're getting via email. You can't trust anything anymore. A lot of times there's a lot of scams going on because the bad guy is already logged in as you into your email and is reading your email, right? You have a Gmail account and you're going back and forth with your realtor about what you're going to buy for a place. And then you go and talk to your attorney about where money is going to be transferred back and forth. And the bad guy pounces when the decision is made over email as to where the money to be sent. And then the guy responds as you to the attorney and says, you know what, instead of moving money over here, why don't you wire it over here? And law firms do it all the time. They wire their money somewhere else that's been sitting in escrow or however that worked out. And it happens for all sorts of transactions, whether it be just normal transactions, purchasing something, what have you. The bad guys, if they're inside your email and reading it, are waiting for you to do something, right? And once you talk about doing something, they're going to go ahead and do it. So make sure your email passwords are extremely hardened. Two-factor authentication needs to be turned on. But if you get a Squid Game email like this, that's just a fish, right? They're just hoping you click on it.
Right.
So they're not reading your email. They're just sending you a unsolicited email saying, hey, it's coming out. Click here. They're preying on your fears. Not your fears, but based on the current environment, right? They're going to always leverage the current environment.
Right. It's really, I don't know, it's just crazy. I don't know how people can fall for it, but they do.
Oh, yeah. In other news about Squid Game, Netflix and the South Korean internet service are battling back and forth because Squid Game is crushing the internet service in South Korea. All the bandwidth is being just chewed up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hugely popular. It's a South Korean product, right? This is what Squid Game is. So the folks, the internet company there is saying, hey, Netflix, pay up. You're going to owe us at least $22.9 million worth of additional charges just to run your program on our networks. And again, for some reason, you got to understand internet, any kind of data that's moving across it, it has mass, right? And we're connecting it with wires and switches and firewalls. And there's all sorts of people and geeks, of which we don't have enough of, by the way, trying to put all this stuff together just so you can get your TV. Whereas in the old days, you just broadcast it over an antenna, right? You didn't need any kind of infrastructure to receive the broadcast. Now it's like we've Rube Goldberged TV, right? How ridiculous is it to get from point A to point B? It's great technology, don't get me wrong. Mm. However, it's also expensive to go from point A to point B. And so there's a lawsuit. Of course, Netflix sued SK as well, back and forth, saying, hey, it's your job to provide this service. You're the one that signed up to be an internet company. It's not our fault. Everyone likes our product.
Oh, and yeah, they must have said, you know, hey, we've probably brought you more customers now that this thing is out and everybody wants it.
You're exactly right. That's part of the issue. And of course, Netflix would contend they've actually created all sorts of economic activity in South Korea because of all the network build out that had to occur. So they're fighting back and forth. I'll put the links up there for you. You can kind of read it. But Squid Game seems to be impacting all sorts of areas. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We got three lines open for you this morning. Feel free to get online. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. And everything we talk about will be posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. And, of course, you can follow us over at WTIC's Facebook page if you want to check out what Dennis and I are talking about. You can go ahead and comment there as well and even ask questions. We'll do our best to get them across the air as well. We'll be right back. And we are back. And again, three lines open. I know it's a rainy Saturday morning, but feel free to get online. 800-966-WTIC or 522-WTIC are the numbers. Without you guys calling in, Dennis and I would talk about our kids and our cats. So we don't want that to happen. Truly, truly boring radio if that occurs. But we were talking a little bit off air. We're going to get right to Mark in a second, though. But the CIA was doing similar things to put technology on American hardware, right? So they were putting CIA, NSA, one of those groups was loading stuff. They were actually intercepting Cisco firewalls that were going to be delivered to a customer, whoever the customer might have been. Mm-hmm. Could have been internationally. It could have been even locally, grabbing it, loading a tool on there to keep an eye on whatever that customer was doing, and then letting it go. Mm-hmm. So it's not like America is not going to do the same thing the Chinese are doing.
No.
But I'm just letting you know that the FBI is keeping an eye on the PAX folks, which is a good thing.
Right.
Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Mark first in Bristol. What's happening, Mark?
Doing and then letting it go.
Mark, you there?
So it's not
like— oh, Mark's listening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yes, I'm here. But,
what can I do for you? Turn your radio down so we don't hear.
I had the hang on. One second. I'm sorry about that.
Which is a good thing. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I can still hear you there. Are you there? Can you turn the radio down?
So what's happening, Mark?
I was there.
Mark, you there?
Yes. Okay. Sorry about that.
All right. You there? Go ahead, Mark.
I got to walk in the kitchen. I got the bird going crazy, the computers hooked up to the TV, everything. Quick question. You've probably gotten this before.
Mm-hmm.
This has been happening to me with my computers for a while.
Yep.
I have two Windows 10 machines. I have a Windows 7 machine. Both current updates. Everything works fine. But on a regular but unpredictable basis, I get the pages hang up while they're loading. And what I get when that's happening is I get right above the start button, whatever, key down in the taskbar, where that little flag comes across. It'll say resolving host, waiting for static, waiting for this, waiting for that,
yep,
waiting for joes.pizza. You know, and it just goes on and on, and the page just hangs there.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I switched DNS from a gateway to Google, tried that, and kind of the same thing. So I'm wondering if you guys ever heard of that happening.
Yeah, we run into that sometimes.
Yeah, and you changed your DNS, so you're on the right track, right?
Yes. You
smart man.
You did one half of what you should have done.
Oh, what's the other half?
The other half is now that you've changed your DNS settings, you need to flush the prior DNS cache to force your computer to now catch up with information from the new DNS provider and not be using the old information that it had.
And you could have a local host file also that might have been modified by a bad actor that is slowing you down as well. So we'll show you how to look at your local host and how to flush your DNS cache. And we'll put a link up there for you, Mark, and you can try those two things, see if it helps.
Excellent. That's probably it, because I did have an issue at one point in time way back when, and when I flushed the DNS, it fixed it, but I totally forgot about that.
That's okay. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
sorry
right.
Sorry for that delayed startup there.
No problem, Mark.
Take care.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yep. Bye-bye. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online during the break. Three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. The numbers, everything we've talked about has been posted live over there at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. We'll be right back. We are back. Dennis and I are still here. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
Yeah. So we're here for you. Feel free to get online. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And we will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We're going to go right to your calls. And Dave and Burrow, we wanted to bring up one quick thing from the last caller. One last thing you wanted to try, right, Dennis?
Oh, I wanted to mention restarting the router.
After he does the other
does the other two things that he's already done. That can sometimes help, especially if the router's been up and running for more than a month.
Right, and you've cleared and you've changed your DNS on it, so you may as well reboot. All right, so without further ado, let's go over to Dave in Berlin. What's happening, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Eric.
Morning, guys.
I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. I was doing some logins through Amazon and a couple of places this week, and I got this peculiar message back saying that this is an unfamiliar computer, which it shouldn't be. And said I was logging in from Chicago or someplace, God knows, not Berlin. And I'm wondering if I should be concerned about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, it does mean, even though you were logging in and doing your own thing, Amazon was detecting somebody trying to log in from Chicago on your account. And that's kind of one of their defenses, right? To kind of keep you aware of this, which means someone logged in from Chicago.
Yes, either that
successfully.
Or for some reason they are incorrectly detecting your geolocation.
Right.
But that could be because there's something going on with your own internet service or even within your own modem or router that's
I'm not going there.
Yeah, sounds a little weird.
I think someone tried to log in as you did or have logged in because they're saying an unknown login has occurred from Chicago. So what you should do with that is change your password.
Okay, all right. Well, the thing that was so peculiar is I had literally just tried to log in, and I get the two-factor, I get the thing coming back to me. But first it says it's, from an unfamiliar location. What? I mean, I just did this.
It doesn't, yep. So,
it's not like it didn't say it happened an hour ago.
No, I understand. And that kind of coincidence can occur. You have to understand that it can occur. The bad guy could have been trying to log in as you from Chicago. Uh-huh. You have to at least accept that it did. And what you should, do is change that and make sure you mark that as an unfamiliar system, right? And someone's got your password, possibly. Especially if you use the password somewhere else.
I would definitely change your Amazon password.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. I told them that no, it wasn't an authorized attempt, but I haven't done something further, so I got to catch up with that.
Well, the thing is, if it was an attempt, that's one thing. If they successfully connected, that's the other. So maybe you're in better shape, too, that it's only an attempt versus a connection. But heed the warning, Dave.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That actually happened to me. I was on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got a text from them on my phone saying that someone was logging in from the UK.
Right.
And the text actually said using a password similar to yours.
Interesting.
So first thing I did, I went in and changed that password. Made it nice and complex, had no relation to the old one.
Right. Always enable two-factor authentication as well. Keep that going. He said he had that. But those warnings are definitely something you should heed. Of course, they could also be phishing. Right? So the bad guys could be acting like Amazon, sending you these types of emails because they know what Amazon sends. And so you just can't trust anything. But heed the warning, even if it's false, and go ahead and change your passwords.
Yeah.
Now, we had a question on the old Facebooks, right?
We had a question about online backup services. And which ones are best? Eric and I don't use those services. It's just not something that
we don't use them.
We don't use them. However, I found a PC Magazine article that does rank them. Interestingly, they rank one service with 4.5 stars. They rank two others with 4. And everything else is below that. And the little blurbs just don't sound very promising. So, pick one of them, work with it, make the best of it. If that's what you want to do, it's just not something that I would be doing, but
you want to make sure your data is encrypted. That's one of the things that you want to make sure it occurs, right? Because it's just none of their business what you're backing up, right? There's a key that normally you'd want to produce so that that backup data goes off site and is encrypted. Again, that was part of the issues with the old fappening with the naked nudies being put out there by Apple, right? Because folks were not hacking their encrypted iPhones. They were hacking their unencrypted backup data on the iCloud. So be aware that you want to make sure the data is encrypted if you do use a service. Also be aware of the limitations of an offsite backup. The idea of an offsite backup is a good one in that if you, God forbid, had a fire or a theft or something like that where your local media was burned or damaged or ransomed, you want the ability to recover from an offsite location. So we don't think it's a bad idea. It's not. You can also use other methods of offsite backup where I kept trying to convince my brother to share NASs and we could offsite mine to his, he could offsite his to me, and now we've got our own offsite scenario. So number one, make sure it's encrypted. Number two, understand that the recovery of the offsite backup can take a long time.
Yes, because all of that data is coming down from the internet. It's not on your own network. It's not even on your own machine. It's coming in on that internet pipe, and it can take a long time.
Right. So we've actually picked up many clients because their IT guys recommended just offsite backup, and they were down for weeks as they waited for the restoration because the most offsite services don't offer an ability to get your data fast. It's like, okay, kick off the download. And then, of course, the IT guy is like, well, I protected your data. And the lawyer is like, well, yeah, but we haven't been able to run for a week. So, again, You got to understand what you're actually getting. Joe, you seem to want to chime in.
Well, it's funny. You know, years of doing your show with you, one thing you've always stressed is multiple shots at your backup.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, one of the other things I suggest for just home users, what they can do is I did it.
Mm-hmm.
External hard drive.
Yeah.
Back up your stuff. Bring it somewhere else. Don't have it at your house because it's you can have 300 backups at your house.
Right.
But if something happens, a fire, flood, damage whatsoever.
Tree lands on your house like in your case.
You know. So like here in my office, there's three hard drives
yes.
of
mm-hmm.
baby pictures, like little baby pictures that I'm not going to lose.
Nice.
But if something happens, they're here.
Very good. Very, very good point. Now get the phone. He's exactly right, though. Multiple shots at your data we've talked about forever. Just having one backup is not a good is not good enough. Adding a secondary offsite backup service, if you wish, not a bad idea.
As part of a larger scheme that covers multiple layers, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with it.
Right. But, and, of course, we recommend it for business, right? All of yes. our clients, if they listen to what we tell them to do, will use an offsite backup technology through us. It's our hands-free backup service where they have a local target and an offsite target fully encrypted, and right. Our backup systems back up every hour. So the worst they could lose is an hour's worth of data, which is kind of cool. All right, let's go to your calls. We're going to go over to Ted in Cromwell next. What's happening, Ted?
Hi, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Staying dry.
All right. Good start.
Oh, we got a HP computer. It's like 3.5, 4 years old. And what's happening lately is that happens to my wife more than me. If you go on Yahoo, you're looking at something, and all of a sudden you're scrolling down and the pictures aren't there. So I was told hit refresh and it should come back. And sometimes it doesn't. Most times it doesn't. It don't.
Yeah.
And the same thing she has the problem on Facebook. And constantly. So, you know, I have Mozilla, I tried somebody else, and same thing happened. So I said, I don't know what it is.
Right. Same machine, but you're having, the pictures are not displaying. They're just, mm-hmm. they're saying
sometimes
blank.
Sometimes they won't. Most of the time on Facebook, they don't for her.
Huh. What's your internet speed?
We had checked the speed, and that was way up there.
What is considered way up there for you?
I forgot what it was. We checked it about 3 or 4 times in the past year, and it was like, I don't know, 100,000 or whatever it is.
Well, that's not that's not a normal number. But so your internet speed pretty much should be almost as something you remember, like your kid's birthday. I have a very bad job of remembering my kid's birthday. But
you're
a kid, I'm not. I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. So your internet performance could give you the delay in pictures being displayed if you have poor performance. And your poor performance, depending on your service, you know, if it's DSL service or something like that, might be haphazard. It might be good some days, bad the other. It could be based on cache, too. You could have too much in your cache, and you need to clear the caching of those browsers. And once
right.
you do that, it frees up and tends to speed things up.
Right, and it'll force everything to get downloaded again anyway, and then everything is fresh.
Yeah, any other thoughts, Dennis?
That was my suggestion. I also think doing a DNS flush might help.
Really? DNS flushing is helping everything today. It's almost like
it
aspirin.
Just happens to work that way. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you've been connected for a while and it's got, you know, cached locations for these servers,
mm-hmm.
remember the pictures that you get from Facebook are typically provided by a content delivery network that they've deployed,
mm-hmm.
and those pictures can actually move around on that network.
Mm-hmm.
So your computer could have pulled it from one machine a month ago,
yeah.
and it might have to pull it from another machine today, but your computer has a cached location for that particular image,
right?
And it's going to go to that old one because it hasn't had the DNS refreshed to tell it to go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How do I check the speed again? I forgot how to do that.
Just do a speed test. You can do you go to Google and just type in internet speed test, and you can find options from Ookla, from Xfinity.
Well, there's also speedtest.net.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Which is a good one.
And so your download speed, I'm going to say, for a healthy internet connection that should deliver most of what you want for content, if you can get 150 megabits, that's all you really need. Anywhere between 50, let's say, and 150 would be plenty. Anything below 50 could be producing poor results. Anything above 150 is purely unnecessary for most homes. So see what you get.
We don't play games iTunes or anything else. She's just on Facebook forever.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I don't see my wife. I look in a computer room. There she is.
Yes, it's an addiction.
How do I do this DNS refresh?
We put some links up there already for you.
Yeah, we should already have a link on the site because we've already talked about it. And Mike G will get a link out about how to clear the cache in your browsers, too.
Oh, beautiful.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. You're always helpful.
All right, good luck, Ted.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. I wonder if he really should fix his wife's Facebook page. Maybe if he doesn't fix it, she'll spend more time with him.
Yeah. Leave it handicapped.
I think we actually maybe didn't save a marriage in this case.
Uh-oh.
But feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll get to your calls. Joe in Stafford Springs. Hang on. Three lines open for you. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. Dennis is Dennis Halnan. He's one of the engineers that comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. Three lines open on this rainy Saturday morning. And if you've ever tried to get on board, usually the 10 o'clock hour is a lot harder than the 9. So 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. Let's go right to Joe in Stafford Springs. What's going on, Joe?
Yes, good morning. I recently received a letter from my cell phone provider, Boost Mobile.
Yeah.
And in the letter, they sent me a new SIM card. They said that if you install this SIM card in your phone, Samsung Galaxy 10e, it's an upgrade. You will be able to operate faster and so forth. So They said you can either do it yourself or you can take it to one of our stores. So I took it to one of their stores in Connecticut.
Yep.
And the individual tried to install the SIM card that they sent me through the mail, and he couldn't do it. So he called up their main service center, and come to find out, they had sent me a 5G SIM card. And he told me you can't install a 5G SIM card in that particular phone that I have, a Samsung Galaxy 10e.
Okay.
That's not my... So what he did is he put another SIM card in there.
Yeah.
In this process, I was looking at a product they had for sale. The product was made by Alcatel, and it's a battery charger for your cell phone or any device that has a USB port on it. And it also its main gimmick is that it's a government-sponsored mobile hotspot that only Boost Mobile, supposedly, what the salesman told me, puts out, that Verizon and AT&T do not offer it.
Okay.
He said, what it does, it's a mobile hotspot.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to, he says, when it first came out about 4 months ago, he said the government had conditions that they put on it. You had to fall into a certain salary category, so forth.
Yeah.
And so I told him, I certainly don't think I meet that because I do make such an initial amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, well, no, let me try it anyway. So he's asking me questions, and he's entering my answers on this application, supposedly. And I'm giving him the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes to the end, I guess, and he says, well, he says, you qualify for it. He says, but he says, they're not, the government is not enforcing these conditions, is overlooking these conditions.
Of course.
So great. So he gave me this free, he says, the only stipulation is that you have to use it once a month. And he says the program might be discontinued indefinitely within the next 8 to 10 months. We don't know when it's going to discontinue.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it, and I have used it sparingly a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But in the back of my mind, I wonder if what he was telling me, he did have a brochure that he gave me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if what he told me is true, that the government really doesn't require any particular conditions to be met anymore, and because I don't want to be violating a government regulation. So have you heard about the government program?
Well, you're a good citizen there, Joe. Basically, they're just trying to get hotspots out there to folks who need them, right? Folks that might have bad internet service wherever they are or can't afford it. And obviously, Boost and him, the guy who gave it to you, get some sort of stipend for getting it into your hand. So there's a lot of reason for them to get it to you. So I don't think the government's going to come down on you for using it because you don't qualify, because the guy said you did. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. But you know, you and I are all paying for it, right? It's not free.
Yes, correct.
So
the other,
go ahead.
I do have a follow-up question. It seems to be pretty powerful. It seemed to be a 35-gigabyte system. My question is, rather than use, I'm streaming with my Sony Smart TV, and rather than using cable streaming, can I use this device, 35 GPS, to connect my Sony TV to this mobile hotspot and be happy as a lark by doing it?
Yes, you could. However, I suspect there'll be a limit on how much data you can stream. A lot of these hotspots, even government cheese hotspots, will actually have a limit as how much bandwidth you can actually consume. So cellular always has a limit. And you're going to find that's going to, what will happen is it'll be throttled, right? So you'll go up to your X number amount of megabits downloaded, and they're going to say, okay, no more data for you.
Right. And then, well, either they'll cut you off completely, or what'll happen is they'll throttle you to a speed that's just too slow to stream anything. You'll get a lot of buffering and junk.
Right.
And that'll be it.
So you can try, Joe, and see how it goes.
My final question is, I am streaming. Mm-hmm. I got rid of cable. It was costing about $230 a month.
Wow.
So now I'm down to $47 for cable.
Just internet only.
Internet only, and the streaming, I use Sling, the top-notch Sling thing. So it comes to about $95 a month.
Congratulations.
Can I purchase, get rid of, like I say, get rid of the internet that I'm paying $50
You can.
A month
you can try it and use the government hotspot, but I think it's going to get throttled on you, Joe.
Yeah, try at some point. I don't know. It might work.
But would it be more cost-effective, even if it's... I certainly can get a hotspot with more capability than what the government offers.
Yeah, check. And
if I
check
one of those. Are they economically?
Yes.
Can they beat out cable?
They can't beat them out because $50 is what you're paying. But you can check out T-Mobile. They offer a $50 option as well. But you'll be in the same boat. I would tell you to stick with cable for that price. And I got to go, Joe. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.